Hey, and welcome to AKBT Podcast. Yes, your online destination for all things mindset, self-love, self-care, self-esteem, growth mindset, resilience, gratitude, limiting beliefs, affirmations, breaking toxic relationships, and your entire transformation. Right, if you're joining us, it's because you're my friend, you're on a mission. Our goal is to help you to gain the skills to overcome the impossible. Your transformation is what we really care about. Today we will be talking about how you can keep yourself full to the overflowing and knowing that all things are possible. You will learn how to practice gratitude and keeping a gratitude journal. You also be able to leave from this session and learning how to get rid of negative influences on your life. So today there are three important things that we'll be talking about: how to keep yourself to the full, to the overflowing and functioning at all times, how to practice self-gratitude and keeping a journal, and how to get rid of negative influences. Right. Thank you once more for joining us, and please help to share this podcast with your friends or families. So let's get on. Right. So we look at how you can keep yourself to the full and overflowing and knowing that all things are possible. You don't really have anything to give that you don't have, you know? So that's why I'm talking about this aspect of keeping to yourself full at all times and overflowing. You are not just full to yourself, but also full and overflowing. So you don't have anything to give that you don't have. You need to keep yourself full. That's your only job. That's your only job if you really have to function in this life. To keep yourself full at all time and overflowing. Yes, your number one job. Prioritize this. If you are living from this podcast or listening this podcast and going away, and there's one thing you have to take away, is this very number one point. Making sure that you're always full and overflowing at every time tea. It sounds difficult, but it's not difficult. I'm living proof of it. And I can tell you, I live to the full at all times. It doesn't mean you're not going to have challenges or you're not going to have things that would destabilize you. But because you have set a mindset of always living to the full and overflowing, these things will just come and then they pass and life will continue. You will not fall or you will not break down in the process. Right. And depression is never anything that comes near me, not at all, or stress. So always keep to yourself full and overflowing. You gotta fill yourself up. It is only when you are full and overflowing that you'll be able to have so much to offer. You don't offer if you are not full, because what you are doing is you are emptying everything that you have. Let's take a cup of water that you have. You got a full cup of water, right? And it's flowing. What you got to give to people is the overflowing. If your cup is not full, do not give. You got to first of all work on yourself to bringing yourself to the full and overflowing. Then you can be able to then help others. You can be able to take care of all those life challenges, you know, that you are experiencing. So you got to practice how to keep to yourself full. Because it's only when you are full and overflowing that you can be able to give to people. You have so much to offer and to give, and you will not be afraid of doing this. And you honor yourself in the process, you know. Keep yourself full. I cannot repeat this enough. Work on keeping yourself full and overflowing. It is only when you are full and overflowing that you can be able to give to others. There are times that it may feel like you are empty, but because you've practiced being full and overflowing all the time, you just need to go back to the source. You go back to your source and you know that all things are possible. All things are possible. And that because you've been practicing this mindset for a very long time of keeping to yourself full and remaining unshakable, remaining unmovable. Whenever anything strikes you, you know that you gotta get out of it because you know you are full and you are overflowing. So we go to our next point, which is practicing gratitude and keeping a gratitude journal. You see, research has shown us that gratitude increases happiness and decreases depression, you know. Once you start practicing gratitude, you'll be happy. Depression is no longer on the table, you know, or being stressed. Being grateful helps you, you know, to get rid of unhealthy, toxic, you know, emotions, toxic relationships, anything toxic, and helps you to focus on areas of your lives that you need to appreciate, you know. So let's take for example, think about the last time that you were thankful for something. How did you feel about it? It's pretty difficult to stay in a negative mindset when you are filled with appreciation, you know. So if you keep appreciating every day, you are appreciating, you know, you've got your gratitude journal, you're appreciating the things that are happening to you. It's very difficult to then fall back, you know, in a negative state of mind because you've been building yourself. It's a journey. It's a consistent thing. You've got to be doing this every day. Like, for example, I've got a gratitude journal that I wake up every day in the morning. I write 5 things that I'm grateful for. I write and I speak about it and I pray about it. And, you know, so that way I'm full of gratitude at every time. When a negativity is, you know, coming my way, I know that that's just a bit of it. I have a box, a house full of gratitude that I've been putting in. You know, even if you are going to feel appreciation just for a moment, the positive effect it has on your thinking is undeniable. It has a positive effect on you. So I'm going to give you a task. You can choose every morning or every night before you go to bed. List 5 things that you are grateful for. Just 5 things. Get a journal and start writing 5 things that you are grateful for every day. Every day. You can do that in the morning or you do that in the evening before you go to bed. I use an app. I have an app that I use. And if you want my app, you can, you know, let me know and I can be able to forward you the link. That I use for gratitude, and I also use that app for other journals that I journal a lot of other things. So if you begin to do this, what you are doing is you are changing your perspective of your day and your life. If you also just learn to focus on what you have, you'll see that the universe is abundant and you'll have more. If you concentrate on what you don't have, you'll never have. Be grateful. Keep a journal. That's just what I'm saying. Keep a journal, my friends. Keep a journal. It's very simple. Why are you not doing it? You've got a lot of good things that have happened in your life, but sometimes you just keep mourning on the negative things that are going on. You're not being fair to yourself. And negativity doesn't do anything to anyone, but being positive and be happy and be grateful for the things that are happening to you is what would change your life. So, our third point for today that we'll be talking about is about how to take care of yourself and practicing gratitude is, the third point is how to get rid of negative influences. Oh my. This is a big one. Everywhere around you, you are so full of people with negativity. Even if you are trying to practice your gratitude, you always have people around you that are very negative. They are always trying one way or the other to bring you down with their negativity. But what I want you to know is that these people don't mean any bad or danger to you. They are just people that are full of their own needs. They have to work on themselves so that they don't do this, you know. So when you're around negative people, you just need to learn how to work around them. And not to get frustrated, because these are people with their own needs and they got to work on themselves. So you got to get rid of them if they are really affecting you. So you got to get rid of any negative influences. You see, I was reading about this American entrepreneur, motivational speaker, Jim Rohn. He says that you are the average of the five people you spend your time with. Think about that. This is some pretty powerful stuff. You are the average of the five people you spend your time with most of the time, you know. This is so true. The people in our lives play an incredibly important role, you know. Surrounding ourselves with people who enrich our lives is key. You got to surround your life with people who enrich you, you know. Surround yourself with people who enrich you. Don't surround yourself with people who take away everything from you, you know. Having supportive and motivating people in your life can help you grow and become a better version of yourself. You got to get accountability partners, people who always check on you and have your best interest, you know. These positive influences can impact our well-being and our way of thinking. Again, if you don't have anyone that, you know, is positive to you, get in contact with me and I'll be able to help you in this area to stay positive all the time and to keep motivating you to be your best. You absolutely need this. We all need someone. If you look at the greatest people that are achieving things and doing things, they've all got mentors, they got coaches, people who are helping them. So if you are limited in this area and you just need someone that would keep encouraging you, that will have a neutral mindset around you to help you be impartial and helping you to reach your full potential, kindly get in touch with me. Well, listen, I'm not referring to you surrounding yourself with people who say yes to everything, mm-hmm. Just people pleasing you all the time, you know. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the kind of people who genuinely care about you and your well-being and aren't afraid to tell you the truth. Someone who can be able to tell you the truth, whether, you know, whether that truth is hurtful. Sometimes you may not want to hear those things, but the truth is better because it helps you and guide you to move along the positive lines, you know. So I hope you've been able to get something from today, and I would like you to just leave a comment about, you know, these three points that I have talked about how you can take care of yourself and practice self-gratitude. What one are you implementing? What is it that you are taking away from this podcast? What is it that you implement going forward? I would like to get your comments, because when you comment and leave this comment, you are actually saying to the universe, this is what you are focusing on. So I look forward to read from you. I look forward to hear from you about how this is having an impact on you. So keep journaling. Keep your five points of gratitude every day, you know, in the morning or in the evening. And get rid of negative people around you. Always be full at every time. Remain unshakable. be full at every time you are going forward and nothing can touch you. Nothing can bring you backward. You are only going forward to higher heights. You've got to do this. You've got to do this. Keep moving forward. Don't stop. Don't stop. Keep going forward from strength to strength. Refuse to be weak. Refuse to be sluggish. Refuse to just be, you know, occupying space and doing nothing. Keep going forward and going higher. Nothing can touch you because you are covered. You are covered. You are covered with the mighty one who made you. Therefore, no one has the right to stop you from where you are going. You were created for a purpose and you must achieve your purpose. So thank you for listening, and I hope you continue to listen to our podcast, and I wish you all the best for the rest of your day. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, and have a very good day.